910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Derek Dennis. Students and staff at UNLV still trying to make sense of Wednesday's deadly campus shooting. Freshman Braden McDermott on the panic.
Everybody starts running in the opposite direction. I nearly got trampled, like some girl fell over herself going down the stairs. And we don't know everything that happened. It's awful what did happen, though.
The gunman, 67-year-old Anthony Polito, opening fire in a campus building, killing three faculty members before being killed himself by responding officers. Sources tell ABC News Polito was a professor rejected for a position at the school. On Capitol Hill, Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman of New York facing a censure vote as early as today for pulling a fire alarm at the Capitol during a key vote. And New York City Mayor Eric Adams also on the Hill today, asking the federal government for more help with funding for migrants. He'll meet with congressional leaders and members of the Biden administration. This is ABC News.
Lexi spent more than 6 years in foster care.
Before I was adopted, I felt alone.
With help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption, Lexi now has a forever.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. An Ashland County Sheriff's deputy will not face charges relating to an officer-involved shooting in August. Sergeant Jason Janicek was one of the deputies who responded to a trailer in the town of Morse after a woman reported 44-year-old J. Allen Clarimbo had cut her and his girlfriend with a knife. Janicek reportedly commanded Clarimbo to drop the knife while he was near the woman, and when he ignored the command, Janicek fatally shot him. The girlfriend corroborated Janicek's account of the incident. Wisconsin State Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu says lawmakers are nearing a deal to allow the blocked pay raises for universities of Wisconsin employees to take effect. The pay raises have been blocked by State Assembly Speaker Robin Voss in an effort to pressure the universities to stop spending money on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Universities of Wisconsin officials say while they have been working with Speaker Voss on an adequate compromise, they don't believe negotiations are nearing the end. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
High of 43 this afternoon under clear skies, southeast winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 32 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 29.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
A number of nonprofits in Duluth, like the Girl Scouts and United Way, will need to relocate after a heating system caused damage to their building. The aging heating system has reportedly caused problems at the Ordine building on West Michigan Street since 2019, including causing water to leak from pipes throughout the building when the heat is turned on. The nonprofit organizations in the building received a 60-day eviction notice for December 31st. Officials say the repairs in the building will be intrusive. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill to make Wisconsin the 24th state in the country to guarantee a standalone personal finance course for high school students. Students graduating high school in the 27-28 school year will be required to take at least one semester course of personal finance, teaching them about money management, saving and investing, and education and employment. The course is viewed as a crucial step in breaking a cycle of generational poverty through financial education.
And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WBZH News.
Plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
High of 43 this afternoon under clear skies, southeast winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 32 tonight, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 46. About an inch of snow Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 37.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH. Grace Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.